T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now cloudy and 35 degrees. The Biden team is expected to announce this week who will fill key administration positions.
President-elect Joe Biden set to announce his first cabinet picks on Tuesday. The biggest positions, such as Secretary of Treasury and Defense, are still up for grabs. But the Associated Press is reporting Antony Blinken is set to become Secretary of State. Blinken was a national security advisor during the Obama administration and had close ties to Joe Biden for many years.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reporting. Other names discussed for Secretary of State include Susan Rice and Delaware Senator Chris Coons. Kansas is preparing to launch a media campaign aimed at getting more of its residents to wear masks so that the coronavirus doesn't keep spreading rapidly.
Some officials are skeptical that it will move the needle much. A mask mandate from Governor Laura Kelly is set to take effect Wednesday, but Kansas law allows the state's 105 counties to opt out. The state has set aside $1.5 million for television, radio, print, and social media ads promoting masks that are set to start before Thanksgiving. But some officials worry that politics are driving resistance to masks, and others suggest that people already are bombarded with pro-mask messages. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Sedgwick County Emergency Medical Services has seen a surge in calls with the rise in COVID-19 cases. And with limited staff, it's leading to nonstop shifts. County Manager Tom Stoll says EMS staff turnover is significant.
There's national numbers that look well into the 20 percentiles of people leaving. We're, of course, watching very carefully our staffing. But I think that we're seeing what the rest of the country sees.
Stoll says the county often has more than a dozen EMS staff members quarantined or positive for coronavirus, putting further strain on those who are working. A federal aviation administrator says he is confident in the 737 MAX flying again.
The plane was grounded last year after two deadly crashes. It was cleared to lift off again last week. FAA Administrator Steve Dixon, who personally piloted and tested changes in the new 737, says the MAX is safe.
I would put my own family on it. I plan to fly on it myself. But the public will certainly have to make its decisions.
Parts for the 737 MAX are built here in Wichita at Spirit AeroSystems. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
Many health experts are advising that people refrain from traveling and keep gatherings small this Thanksgiving due to the pandemic. Trilby Lundberg, publisher of the Lundberg Survey, tells us what to expect at the gas pump this coming week.
This time, demand will be even weaker because of the employment situation and the increased lockdowns. And that's in spite of a great discount. The current price is 51 cents lower than it was 1 year ago.
The average price for a gallon of gas right now in the U.S., $2.18. KNSS News time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS, 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And as we take a look at the traffic update, as we get into the Monday morning commute here on the week of Thanksgiving, we do have traffic running smoothly in the Wichita area right now. If we get any accidents or tie-ups, we'll pass them along to you right away. That's traffic update with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With widespread clouds across south-central Kansas here early on, we could see a few scattered showers. It'll be breezy and near 49 for the high. A near steady temperature tonight, rain developing after midnight, then showers and even a few thunderstorms tomorrow, our high 58, then dry weather for Thanksgiving, sunny and upper 50s for the high. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, southeast wind at 5 miles per hour, 38 degrees at 610. Here on this Monday morning, KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Monarch proud to be voted one of the best bourbon bars in America again for 2020. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. Today is Monday, November 23rd, 2020. Had a sunny day across south-central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature was 56, kind of cool. But for this time of year, not bad. Normal high for the date, 53. So we were at 56 yesterday. And on this date in 1963, following President Lyndon B. Johnson proclaimed November 25th, the day of national mourning, following the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. The 22nd yesterday marked the anniversary of that date in history when President Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas. And for many of us, that's a day we can never, ever forget. That's one of those tragic, very important dark days in American history. All right. Millions of Americans bought tickets to fly somewhere for Thanksgiving before the nation's top public health agency pleaded with them not to travel for the holidays. So what are they going to do now? In many cases, they're still crowding airports and boarding planes despite lenient cancellation policies that major airlines have implemented since the coronavirus pandemic emerged earlier this year. John Brialt of the National Consumers League says most airlines won't pay cash to refund a flight if you decide to heed national health warnings, but they are waiving fees and offering vouchers. It's not clear how many people are taking those vouchers. Imagine images that emerged this weekend of crowded airport terminals show that plenty of people are flying anyway. That's a report from Fox, so we'll hear a bit later on this morning that some of the larger airports in the bigger cities pretty darn busy. Apparently folks are just saying, you know, try to have a little spacing if you can, but they're getting on the planes. They're gone. They're going to travel this week. Talk about a memorable fight to the finish. The fossilized skeletons of a pair of dinosaurs locked in what looks like a death match will find a new home. The Friends of the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences says it has acquired the fossil with private funds. Now, the skeletons will be gifted to the Raleigh Museum's Vertebrate Paleontology Collection. It's believed the two dinosaurs, a Tyrannosaurus rex and a Triceratops?
Yeah. There you go.
Horridus, buried together 67 million years ago. They were found on a Montana hillside. They're still entombed within the sediment where they were found. So apparently this is a great big block that they're going to have to move with these two dinosaur fossils in there.
That was the fight of all time.
Yeah. Fight to the death. Taking a look this morning real quick. I mean, you heard our forecast with Dan Holliday. I want to take a look at the KNSS Weather Center satellite radar this morning. And there is a large area of showers running east. West to east. It's north of Wichita. It's from about, imagine, from Dodge City, north of Hutch, then over south of there into northern Butler County, kind of looping around there, and then on up the Turnpike, Manhattan. So it's a large area, but it's all pretty much to the north and west of Wichita right now and east. Kind of goes around the north side of our city and our county, but over there in Augusta right now, it looks like they had a little rain a few minutes ago. Our good friend Tom Leffler over there could be seeing some rain this morning. So we've got a chance for rain, as you heard it in the forecast, and we'll keep an eye on the situation for you this morning. What else we got? We've got a couple of tragic incidents, violent incidents overnight. I want to bring you up to date on one of them. Two people dead, multiple others injured following a church stabbing in San Jose, California. This was last night. Police say stabbing happened at the Grace Baptist Church. It's unclear exactly how many people were wounded. Police say there was no confirmation of an arrest after Mayor Sam Liccardo said on Twitter that a suspect had been captured but later deleted the tweet. KTVU-TV also reported that a 22-year-old man was apprehended. Police say no services were taking place at the time of the stabbing, but that homeless people had been brought to the church to take shelter from the cold, and that might have had something to do with this violent outburst. And even a little bit closer to home, authorities have arrested a 23-year-old man in the fatal shooting of two people and wounding of two others at a Nebraska fast food restaurant. Roberto Carlos Silva Jr. of Omaha was booked into jail early Sunday on suspicion of first-degree homicide and arson charges in the attack Saturday night at a Sonic drive-in in the Omaha suburb of Bellevue. Police say they received a call about a possible bomb in a moving truck parked outside the restaurant. Officers arrived, found a burning U-Haul and four people who had been shot. Two were declared dead at the scene. Silva was arrested Wednesday. He'd been arrested Wednesday for allegedly buying $57 worth of food at the restaurant using someone else's Sonic app account. So apparently there was some bad blood there, and this young man is at least a very prime suspect in another violent outburst. This one in Bellevue, Nebraska.
Terrible.
Yep. It's the holiday season. A lot of times it just seems worse, but it seems like every year at the holiday season we're going to have these kinds of stories come out. And they come out every day, but they seem more tragic at this time of the year, I guess. That's what I'm trying to say. All right, the KNSS Toy Drive underway, Ted. You simply select a virtual toy donation that works best for your family or business. Toys for Tots will turn your monetary donations into physical toys. And these go out to children around the Wichita area for Christmas. It's easy. You visit knssradio.com, you click menu, and you can find the KNSS Toy Drive. One more way that you can help somebody out who needs to have a Christmas, who may not have a good Christmas. One more way that you can help them out.
Definitely.
Okay. Let's see. Weekend is over. You and I are in here today doing our thing. We've got three more days till Thanksgiving. And last night I was telling Shelly, we were sitting there watching TV or whatever, and I said, you know, I'm getting in the mood. I'm getting in the holiday spirit, getting that feeling that you get this time of year. I get it right around Thanksgiving, and then again, I get it around Christmas. But we got turkey coming, and I'm getting kind of excited about it, Ted.
I'll admit, I'm having trouble with it.
You having a little trouble getting going? It's the pandemic.
2020 has been so overwhelming, finding it a little bit difficult.
It's tough to get going.
To find mirth.
Well, I'm gonna find some mirth. So
if you find any, pass along any leftovers to me.
I'm gonna mirth search right now. Okay.
Did you enjoy your weekend?
Had a great weekend.
The rain on Saturday.
I had a 3-day weekend.
Oh, that's right, you did.
Yeah, last Friday I had some things to do that I just just horsed around and did do two or three things. Shelly and I and I didn't really do much in the yard, did anything like that. But yeah. Friday evening, we went out to Colwich to the fish fry and picked up a couple of dinners out there.
Yeah, I took my mom out there as well.
I know. I saw you on Facebook. You guys got into the cathedral out there and took some photos, didn't
you? I'd never been inside.
That's a nice
Sacred Heart out there in Colwich.
Pretty place.
It is. It's very nice.
Yeah, so we both got to help out the folks on the Colwich fish fry this year. All right, coming up on 6:19, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It is sports time with Ted Woodward, and I'll tell you what. I didn't watch or hear or listen to it, but I understand that Chiefs game was quite a finish on Ted.
Yeah, the Chiefs and the Raiders kind of had a pretty interesting renewal of their rivalry. The first-place Chiefs in Las Vegas last night for their first-ever meeting there against their longtime foe, the Raiders.
The Raiders.
Mitch Holtis had coverage along with the broadcast crew, of course. It was live right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The first game between these two teams was pretty interesting, high-scoring affair that the Raiders won. Now, go to it the second time around, the rematch was once again high-scoring affair, back and forth. In fact, the Chiefs had to have two comeback drives in the fourth quarter. But when you have Patrick Mahomes at the controls, that's certainly a doable thing. And the Chiefs also, once again, utilizing their weapons well. Some of the coverage last night, Mitch Holtis right here on KNSS.
First and goal, Chiefs at the 6-yard line. Quick toss, Le'Veon Bell's got the edge. Inside the 5, Le'Veon Bell, touchdown, Kansas City. His first touchdown as a Chief on the quick toss. And the left side of the offensive line just blew up the right side of the Raiders' defense. The Chiefs regain the lead.
Seesaw, though, wasn't it?
Regain the lead, and then Oakland scored a touchdown to take the lead. And then the Chiefs scored a touchdown to take the lead. And then the Raiders had the ball at the very end, but the Chiefs got an interception to finish it off. Final score, Chiefs win it in Vegas over the Raiders, 35-31. Wow.
Snake eyes for Carr on that final roll of the dice, while Mahomes tonight rolling sevens for most of the roll. And it's like my granddaughters say, and that old song, the wheels on the bus go round and round. The Chiefs have won 13 of the last 16 against their rivals and split this game, or split the series this season. Plus, it opens up a three-game lead in the AFC West with six games to go. Kelce, as I mentioned earlier this week on Twitter, has gone to another planet because he's playing subhuman football as well. Final score, the Chiefs get the victory, 35-31 over the Raiders.
Heard it last night right here on KNSS. Speaking of the go-ahead touchdown and the interception, we'll have those highlights for you coming up in the 7 o'clock hour.
All right.
So stay tuned for that. That's good stuff. Chiefs are now 9-1. They've won 5 straight, avenging that loss to the Raiders. Chiefs have won 18 of their last 19 now. So they just keep on going.
Yep.
We do have some news out of Wichita State men's basketball. The season's only 2 days away. And, of course, with the departure of head coach Greg Marshall, there was an opening on the coaching staff. And Isaac Brown, the interim head coach, went out and found a guy that is a huge veteran and has been to the NCAA tournament many times. Longtime head coach Billy Kennedy has joined the Shocker basketball coaching staff under Coach Brown. Billy Kennedy, been head coach at many stops, Texas A&M, Murray State, Southeastern Louisiana, Centenary. He's been the conference coach of the year in 3 different leagues, including the Ohio Valley and the SEC.
He must know something.
Pretty pretty savvy deal there to get a guy with tons of experience to get to be on the bench.
That could be a huge help for that.
Yeah, and for
man.
A younger coaching staff, somewhat younger, to have a veteran former head coach on the staff is a pretty good deal, I think, for the Shockers. So Billy Kennedy, the latest addition to the Shocker coaching staff. Season's only 2 days away, as we mentioned. And on the Pro Golf Tour, former Kansas State golfer Robert Streb got his second career win on the PGA Tour. He won yesterday 19 under par for the weekend at Sea Island, Georgia, the RSM Classic. Job there for the former Wildcat. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
6:22 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Keep it in for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. In times like these, it's more important than ever to be kind and generous. That's on the way. Steve, it's 10 in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.